Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcello. We are here together at Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm delighted to be with you today. I would ask, please, if you have the means to support this station to keep the information flowing. We really need support to stay on the air. So please do send donations, friends. Be generous. I know these are tough times, but we need to help each other. There's just no other way that we're going to make it through this without each other's support. So please, if you can, do send donations. Thank you. I hope you all enjoyed my guests the last 2 weeks, Monica and Alfred Schaefer. For those of you who weren't present, they did spend time in a German prison as a result of telling the truth about the Holocaust and the Jews in general. So this is a topic, I don't know if it's possible to communicate how strongly I think people need to understand this problem. You know, just in the last 24 hours, if I could share with you the amount of information that I receive in my email on this topic and the depravity that you can read about in terms of the behavior of this race of beings. Clearly, this is a satanic race. There is no other explanation for such horrifying behaviors. And I don't know how many of you are aware that Bolshevism is actually communism. Have people understood that? Bolshevism, communism, these are Jewish creations. And during the Bolshevik Revolution, over 66 million Russians were slaughtered, mostly by Jewish fanatics, who the hatred for the white race, I'm thinking it's innate in them, and it is extreme, because the deprivation when they kill somebody, it's not just like we're going to shoot you and you're dead. Okay, they don't work like that. When they have an opportunity, when they get power over a group of people, as they did in Russia for a short time, the behavior of evil escalates to degrees beyond which normal people can comprehend. And I'm looking at a picture right now of corpses of five Russian women. The victims were alive when their breasts were cut off. They were disemboweled, and burning embers had been thrust up into their vaginas. Can you feel the hatred that would inspire such depraved activity? I'm going to read you another paragraph from this article. In other places, the victim's head was placed on an anvil and slowly crushed with a steam hammer. Those due to undergo the same punishment the next day were forced to watch. The eyes of church dignitaries were poked out, their tongues were cut off, and they were buried alive. There were Czechists who used to cut open the stomachs of their victims, following which they pulled out a length of the small intestine, nailed the intestine to a telegraph pole, and with a whip forced the victim to run circles around the pole until the whole intestine had been unraveled and the victim died. The Bishop of Venosa was boiled alive in a large pot, after which the monks, with revolvers aimed at their heads, were forced to drink this soup. I have to take a deep breath, because when you realize these creatures sawed through people's bones, crushed the skulls, put victims into furnaces of scalding vats of water. Here's another one. Rolling a suspect in a barrel lined with protruding nails. Placing a rat in a cage against a victim's belly and applying heat, thereby forcing the rat to eat through the victim's stomach. So if we sit back and we're not part of a Jewish bloodline, and look at this behavior, hopefully it becomes clear to people that the Jews are different, that something is very, very wrong with this race, what they are capable of really knows no bounds. And we are witnessing today their complete ability to murder people without having an ounce of regret about it. The medical establishment is controlled by Jews. The pharmaceutical industry is controlled by Jews. Vaccinations are Jewish sorcery, as are all pharmaceutical drugs, every one of which is designed to slowly poison us so that our wealth can be harvested before we die. I mean, really, there's a genius to it. There's a diabolical genius to it. But people have been willing to go to the medical establishment for help, thinking that they're going to get help there. And in fact, the medical establishment can provide you with various forms of poison that can suppress your symptoms. But your symptoms are a conversation between you, your body, and God, trying to help you pinpoint what is causing the symptoms so that you can solve the problem. If you suppress symptoms for long enough, obviously the problem is going to be exacerbated because you have not addressed what is at the basis of your physical problem. We have to deal with the problem. What is driving the symptoms? Suppressing the symptoms is not going to heal. And in fact, the medical establishment never mentions the word healing. They do treatments. They treat the disease with poison. So it's up to us. Part of the problem, of course, on the earth today is that those who are not in Jewish bodies have trusted these people, especially whites. We are so trusting. It's just crazy how gullible we can be. And we've allowed ourselves and our children and our pets to be harmed by these people. So how do we transform this? A, by becoming conscious of what we're dealing with, and B, making changes in our lives and not going to the Jews for help. Because you see, that's a big mistake. It's a huge mistake. And this was of course known in Germany. There's all kinds of artwork that had come out in Germany about Jewish doctors and the vaccinations, and all of this artwork was trying to expose to the German people not to trust these doctors. And of course, Hitler and other leaders of the National Socialist movement tried to communicate to the German people the danger of the Jews. And he tried to get them out of Germany. He actually supported the creation of Israel because he wanted them out. He wanted them to leave his country. And in fact, the majority of Germans had come to the same place because they understood the peril of the Jewish presence. And now we in the United States and those listening in Europe, wherever you are that you might be listening, if you're in a primarily white country that also happens to have a Christian background, you are targets of these people. I'll call them creatures because I've said it before. I don't mean to be mean, but I honestly do not think that they are fully human. Humans do not have the capacity in general to engage in this kind of evil. We are loving beings. We can be turned into monsters, there's no question, through repeated torture in childhood. We can be turned into people that don't have any feelings or any connection to our feelings anyway. But in general, we would not conjure into our minds the idea of cutting out an intestine, stapling it to a tree, and having the person run around the tree until his intestines had unraveled and he died. See, that is a demonic thought. I don't have any other way to describe what that is. But that's not a human thought. That's coming from somewhere else. So now, if we in America do not get on this issue and be willing to confront it in some way to address the Jewish problem, it is not looking good for our people, our children, or our world. I just read an article the other day about they erected some kind of wind farm in the middle of the ocean outside of New Jersey, New York. And there's dozens of whales and dolphins beaching themselves on the beaches near Long Branch, New Jersey. Because these Jewish-created technologies are killing living things. Not just us. Everything that is alive is at risk because of these, what they call clean and green technologies. A woman posted on Twitter two videos of birds dead all over the ground in her neighborhood where they had just installed 5G transmitters all over the Las Vegas area. Millions of birds dropped dead. Millions. And this is not counting what's going on in other parts of the world. All of this grid, all of these technologies are harmful, and all of them are products of the Jewish mind. However, our people have contributed to the creation of these technologies. I've said this once before, people like William Pierce, who understood the Jewish problem in the 1960s, who spoke out about it and tried to salvage what was left of our race, even he had contributed to the creation of these technologies. What are we doing, people? What are we doing? Who is out on the streets right now putting up these towers and putting the transmitters on the towers? Overwhelmingly, this is white men. Overwhelmingly. You won't see a Jew climb that tower, I'll tell you that. It'd be a really rare find. No, they get our people to do this, to contribute to our own demise. They get our people to go and stick out their arm and say, here, jab me. Oh yeah, and here's my 2-year-old baby. Jab her too. And here's my pet. Is it time for more vaccines? Should I get like 3 more vaccines for my pet to ensure that my pet will die before it reaches the age of 5 or 7? Why are we doing this? What are we doing? You know, the irony of this whole vaccination program is that, as it turns out, Israel is the only country where the mortality rate overall is at its lowest ever. Okay, so while the rest of the world is dropping dead and mortality rates are skyrocketing everywhere due to sudden death, in Israel, there's no problem. In fact, the Israeli mortality rate has been dropping since 79. People are not dying in Israel. And you know what else? And if anybody wants these statistics, I'll send you the link so you can look at this for yourself. You can email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com, and I'll send you the link showing Israel has not had an increased mortality. In fact, it's the lowest it has been in decades. And the other thing is, Israel is the only country where they have a replacement reproductive rate. In other words, a couple needs to have at least 2.1 children, according to statistical analysis, in order to ensure replacement of the population. The United States does not have that. In fact, very few countries have it at this point. But Israel's right up there at 2.9. They have a very fine reproductive rate. Could it be that there's different technologies being used in Israel? I wrote an article on my blog that Israel was still using 3G. We'll be right back after the break.
As we join together in synergy, we're invited to live our divinity. It's the birth of a new
America. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Let's talk about gold, since that just came up. I just want to briefly say something. And I've said it before, I do think the Jews have Anunnaki genetics. I think they're a hybrid race. And the Anunnaki, as the story goes, had destroyed the atmosphere of their home planet and were looking for gold and other metals that they could spray into the atmosphere in order to save their home planet. We can see that they're doing that here on the Earth, spraying metals into the atmosphere, although here it's a malevolent intention to destroy the Earth. In any event, apparently the Anunnaki workers weren't too happy when they got to the Earth and were forced to start mining for the gold and other metals. They rebelled. They didn't want to be here. They wanted to go back to their homes, and they didn't want to do the kind of work that they were being forced to do. And this is when the Anunnaki overlords, who are geneticists, decided to create another slave race that would do the work. And in my opinion, in my educated opinion, that's when the Jews got created. And circumcision is a mark on a slave. That's how it started out, to mark the slaves. The Levites were the head Jews, apparently, and they did not circumcise their children, but the other tribes were forced to circumcise their children because they were the slaves to the Levites, who were probably had the highest level of Anunnaki genetics. So when we ask the question, how did gold become the basis for money? Like, why gold? Where did that come from? Who cares about this metal? Who cares about any of the metals? Why are they valuable? Who sets the agenda? And that brings us back to the Anunnaki and their offspring, who wanted the gold. That's how it became valuable. And that's why we all think today that it's so valuable. I wouldn't want to be wearing medals right now. I'll tell you that much, friends. I wouldn't want to have medals in my house if I could avoid it, because it makes you conductive to the radiation. That's why they have you breathing in metals, so that you will be, you know, you're a walking antenna telling these frequencies, come to me. Come get me. Here I am. So think twice before you put metals on your body or surround yourself with metals in your house. It's not really a very good idea under the current circumstances. So coming back to the depravity of these creatures, I want to share a little story that has really got me frustrated this week. I belong to a healing circle called the Bruno Gruning Circle of Friends. Now, I've been attending this circle of friends for 11 years. Basically, Bruno Gruning was a German man who had a direct link with God and was able to heal thousands and thousands of people after World War II just by looking at them. Now, I belong to this circle because we gather together in order to take in the energy of God's good, in order to counteract the level of evil that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. So it's for that reason that I've stuck with the circle of friends. However, I feel unbelievably frustrated at times with the refusal of the members of this circle to address the reality of what we are dealing with. And so, for example, years ago, when you went into a circle, all cell phones needed to be turned off without question. That's the first thing the leader said, is everybody turn your cell phones off. Over the course of about 5 years, you know, 5 years after I started, suddenly, everybody's coming in with their cell phones on. Nobody's being asked to turn them off. There's Wi-Fi in the rooms where we're holding these circles and trying to bring in the energy of God's good. And we're doing it in a field of Luciferian frequencies that are blasting at us nonstop. So when I try to communicate this to the upper levels of the circle, they don't want to know about it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So I was ranting about this healing circle and the lack of willingness of them to address the issue of radiation while we're meeting in groups. So I no longer go to the circles in person. I do it online because they have circles online. And recently they read a success report. Success reports are people who've had healings. And they report their healings, and these healings are recorded medically, and they're documented in various books in the Circle of Friends. In any event, somebody read a success report from a Jew who was saying how he had forgiven the German people. This was his success report. He had forgiven those awful, nasty German people for what they did to his ancestors. Now, this got me really pissed off because I know that guy might believe what he's saying. He might believe that his ancestors were harmed by the Germans. But I'm thinking maybe he didn't know. And these kinds of testimonials are just being read to members of the Circle of Friends in order to reinforce the Holocaust lie. The German people never hurt the Jews. They put them in work camps. And a lot of people think that was wrong. But the Jews had become a threat to Germany. They needed to be separated. They needed to be quarantined from the rest of the society because they were gathering in groups and plotting to do harm to the German people and the German nation. So that's another thing that pissed me off. And I spoke to the people, you know, at the top saying, why are you reading success reports like this when they're based on lies? The German people never did this. And still they read the same success report 2 weeks later, despite my telling them what was going on. And then just recently there was another thing about, you know, oh, those poor innocent Jews and those nasty, nasty German people. And of course I had to write to the to the circle leader to say, you're making up lies. You can't be doing this. You're misleading everybody, including Jewish people. There happens to be Jews in the circle. One of them has they're a couple, a Shapiro couple, and they have a big thing behind them for somebody's 66th birthday. Now, most people would look at that and think, isn't that so nice? And I look at that and I think they're cursing the circle of friends by bringing their 66s into this circle. And then they also, you know, on Easter Sunday, they come on babbling about Jewish holidays. In the middle, on Easter Sunday, they're babbling about Jewish holidays. And I had to interject and say, you know, considering this is the highest Christian holiday of the year, it would be nice if we honored Jesus and Christianity instead of focusing on Jews and their holidays today. Why am I ranting about this? Because why are we putting up with this? Why do I feel like I'm the only one that's willing to say, hey, you know, what the hell are we doing here? What is going on? And when do we make it stop? When do we stand up? You know, right now they're considering creating a law in the United States that we can't talk about Jews and we can't talk about the Holocaust hoax. In other words, we can't tell the truth. And if we tell the truth, what's going on in Germany right now with good people ending up in jail just for speaking truth? Do you guys want to let it get to that point? Because I know I don't, and that's why I'm trying to wake everybody up. I recently read another article about a Utah doctor and his associates. They had made a decision to give children saline shots instead of the vaccines. And apparently some parents requested that so that the child would think that he was vaccinated, or she. And if the child could then obtain a card that said he or she was vaccinated so that he or she could attend school. Now, this doctor and his associates should be given medals. They should be put up on a pedestal and honored for their willingness to protect the children. But instead, they've been arrested and charged with all kinds of, you know, conspiracy to convert, sell, convey, and dispose of government property. Apparently, these doctors also destroyed the vaccines. They destroyed $100,000 worth of COVID-19 vaccinations. This is a good man. These are good people trying to protect others. But because we are living under a judicial system, they are arrested and could end up spending time in jail for doing what is right, for doing something good. and beneficial. I'd love to hear from my callers. If anybody thinks what they did is wrong, I would be shocked. What these people did is absolutely right. We now have, you know, the Federal Aviation Association, I guess it is, the FAA, changing the parameters of the EKG results for the pilots because the pilots no longer have a normal heart rate. Pilots are having cardiac issues from the COVID bioweapon vaccine that they were forced to take in order to keep their jobs. When do they start suing the FAA or the airlines? When do the soldiers in the military start suing the upper echelons of the military for being forced to take? I mean, they're not forced. They could choose to leave, which many people did. But too many people did not. They took the jab instead because they wanted to keep their jobs. And see, this is a huge mistake, my friends. We cannot acquiesce to Jewish pressure this way. We cannot sit by and watch as people are dropping dead all around us. And by the way, the most recent sports death, sports collapse, it wasn't a death. What's his name? Daryl Hamlin or something like that. I don't know the guy's name. I hope you people know what I'm talking about. But that wasn't even real. Do you know that that was a ritual? His collapse was not real. It was some kind of a ritual. And if you're interested to get the information about that ritual and how that particular collapse was faked, please send me an email and I'll send you Damar Hamill, I think is his name. Yeah. Okay. So I'm close now. I'm getting close. But it was all faked. It was all Hollywood movie, just like the Holocaust, just like the Hollywood movies that we've seen. They take pictures of what happened to the Russian people under Jewish communism, under Jewish Bolshevism, and they use those pictures to pretend that that's what Germans did. Germans didn't do that. The German people have suffered enormously as a result of what happened during World War II and are still being made to pay, believe it or not, they are paying money to the Jews who claim to be survivors or the offspring of the so-called Jewish victims of World War II. This is how things have gotten turned on their head. That the Germans are paying their aggressors. The Germans are paying those who tried to destroy them and who continue to this day to try to destroy them. In the same way that they are now promoting the idea that whites in America should pay blacks reparations for slavery, when in fact it was the Jews who owned the ships, the Jews who were paying African people money so that they would turn their brothers and sisters into the slave trade. It's the Jews who brought the slaves to the United States. And overwhelmingly, it was Jews who owned slaves. And that's all being blamed on whites. And now they're going to try to tell white people that we should be paying black people for something we never did. We took no part in that. Certainly, we weren't there. And neither were the German people there. The German people alive today were not there during World War II. They're not responsible for what went on there. Amid, are you there?
Yes, Ms. Barcelo. Good afternoon. I just wanted to make a comment on what you described about FAA and that Utah physician. So I just want to repeat what Dr. Horowitz, who comes on Thursdays, so he may not be liked by many people, but we must not ignore the merit he has. And he calls it regulatory capture. That is, all regulating entities, be it court or these three-letter agencies, they have all been captured. So, and then couple that with what late Mr. Stadtmiller used to say, that as long as money problems don't get fixed, the problems of the republic won't go away. So what is happening is that just like many Protestant churches, they are so afraid of losing their flock that they don't discuss the LGBT issue or things controversial as that, because they know that some people will not like that and they will leave the church and they'll be short on funds, so on and so forth, particularly smaller churches. So likewise, there's very simple test for this regulatory capture being true. The first is that even with insurance, one had to pay a lot of money, like $40, $60, $80 for one shot. But now this mRNA injection is free, and there is coercion and bribe as well. Depending on the state, it could be a donut or a beer, and it could also be say name for a tuition lottery or cash lottery or something like that. So if something is so beneficial, people will take it on their own. Why they have to have a bribe and or coercion to do that? And the second thing is that what's in the vial, there is no one to discuss, at least officially. And it has this and that and that and that and so on. And I still have to investigate that. But a few days ago, Mr. Mike Rivera said that these mRNA injections being sold to various governments have a contractual clause that there won't be any testing of the ingredients, that is spectroscopic, microscopic, or via a network analyzer, that you are not supposed to investigate what is the content, and just see all it needs is just the three things, that is spectrum analyzer, network analyzer, and a microscope. But when people say that, oh, Russia is going to be our savior, or Mr. Putin is going to be savior, there is nothing being spoken or conveyed by them as to what is in that vial. So why...
There are doctors who've gotten the microscopes,
They are in official, I should say, unofficial or private positions, so there are discussions to that. But why no official national disclosure on that? That's all I'm trying
because
to say.
Because they don't want to disclose it because they have an agenda.
Exactly.
As many people jabbed as possible, because the jab is turning them into a transhuman wireless device.
Exactly. And just please consider another angle. If you just consider an automobile, it has instructions not to mix various brands or various types of engine oil or something like that. But for this injection, it doesn't matter what brand or what variety you took. Any booster of any brand, say it could be Janssen or Moderna or Pfizer. So you can mix and match. So how come a human body can take anything made by anyone, but a simple mundane car or any other thing, don't mix batteries, don't mix oil, is true for very average or mundane, much simpler devices. So that's all I had to say.
Thank you again
for taking my call. But it's just regulatory capture and dishonest money system. Dishonest money system is designed for price increase. And when the prices go up, both parents have to leave home to work, and then the game is over. That's all I have to say. Thank you again.
For another caller, Amit. Thank you so much for your contribution today. I do want to say that something came in yesterday about Pfizer. When you spell it backwards, it's Rezip, and Rezip is a god of the plague and the underworld. He wears a tail-pointed goat's head. The name Rezip is of Hebrew origin and means Hebrew, the burner or the ravager. So Pfizer spelled backwards. As we know, there are Luciferian reversals in just about everything they do. We are dealing with a Jewish god, a Jewish demon god, when we're talking about Pfizer. And yes, Amit, you're right. These institutions have been captured. They've been captured by Jews. I have two more callers. First, Francis from North Carolina. What would you like to say?
Hey, young lady. I'm wishing you a fun weekend, for that matter, to start off with. Two quick points. One, we're talking about metals that are being used for as a transmitter, as it were. Are we talking specifically about gold or some other metal that, because here's the reason why the price is so high for it, that they're trying to get people to buy it? Or is it another metal?
I'm saying the metal, the gold and silver, things like that, have become valuable because it was valuable to the Anunnaki and remains so. The metals that they're spraying on us, aluminum, you know, things like that, are designed to make us antennas for the frequencies. That's why it's critical to do heavy metal detox. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's very true. Considering the fact you can also do coiled silver or coiled gold to help flush the system out.
See, I won't use it because I'm not going to put more metals into my body. I'm even reluctant to use zinc. Zinc, what it does to my stomach when I use it on an empty stomach is not good. So I don't use colloidal silver. I used to, and then I when I got sick from radiation sickness, I stopped because I don't want to use any metals. I don't wear any metals. You know, I'm
comprehend
over.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, as far as the doctors that are being arrested or imprisoned or whatever because they refuse to do the shot jab on children or anybody else above an age for that, I have to applaud them, and they need to be released for actually practicing the Hippocratic Oath,
yes.
Which the companies that are pushing this for doctors to do the shot jab, and who knows how much to get paid for that, which is absurd to start with. I have to applaud them for doing that and actually abiding by that guideline of no harm to another living being. And the aspect of their being, as I mentioned before, being imprisoned, they need to be released.
I agree.
And plus, pardon?
I agree 100%.
And thus, as a result of the time that they have lost from their work, they need to be, shall we say, retropaid or whatever for the time they've lost in their business, their practice, to recover their loss financially because of that imprisonment.
And if we had a valid, lawful system,
well, that's a good point.
Legal system, that's what happened. But we don't have a valid legal system. We have a judicial system. In fact, Talmudic law is in place in the United States.
And that's
thanks
wrong.
To Bush, okay? This is really
that's
happening.
Wrong.
They can, like, guillotine us. And at some point, this will happen. I want to go to the next caller, so I'm going to ask you to wrap up. What else do you want to say?
Well, in that case, I bid you a fun weekend, and I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple, my Corona, and its variants.
Thank you so much, Francis. And by the way, I'm in the same state that you are. Maybe you should email me and tell me where you're at. I don't know if we might be close to each other. Okay. Thanks,
sounds
Francis.
Good. Have fun. Later.
Later. JC, are you there?
Hello, Denise. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hello, Denise.
Hello.
Hello. Am I on air?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. You can hear me, yes?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Okay, so the previous caller just attended to one of my questions that you brought up about the colloidal silver. I had the same exact question, colloidal silver, colloidal gold. you answered that. And relating to something you said even earlier, pharma harmful. All this pushing about ivermectin even in the alternative health field, that is part of pharma. What do you think of that? Then I'll hang up and listen to your answer offline. Thank you. Have a nice weekend, by the way.
Okay. Thank you, JT. I will say about ivermectin that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who I kind of trust, not wholly, but kind of, she mentioned a study where, and she saw it, she saw what happened. Ivermectin was breaking down the hydrogel. The hydrogel is, I think, what's being transmitted through touch. And the hydrogel contains graphene oxide and other things that can, of course, respond to the frequencies we're now surrounded by through the wireless grid. So I would, if people get sick, I would recommend taking ivermectin for like 3 days to see if you feel better. And then in my case, I'm still taking it maybe once a week, sometimes twice a week, if I'm not feeling well, because I still have residual, what I think is from shedding. So I'm still using it because I heard that it breaks down the hydrogel. There's many things that I'm using. The other thing I should mention for people is what Judy Mikovits said about Suramin or pine needle teas. You have to get the right pine trees, which are pretty prevalent in the eastern United States, white pine. They have long needles, and there's usually 5 needles on those little bunches. So they're fairly easy to identify if you look at the pictures of what white pine looks like. And white pine is also said to be an antidote for the ingredients in the jab. And I have to say, I started using white pine tea. I collected needles and started using it, and I absolutely feel better. I also started taking cedar oil. They call them cedars in Russia, but they're really pine trees, okay? And out of the ringing cedars community in Russia, they are producing the purest, most fine cedar oil that contains the Suramin and many other ingredients that are beneficial for health. So I'm taking the cedar oil every day at this point. And I definitely have noticed the change with these two things, with the ivermectin and the pine needle tea and or the cedar oil. And again, if anybody wants the links to where you can get this cedar oil, please email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com. I highly, highly recommend this oil. And once you sign up for it, they're going to be sending you emails to tell you about all the medicinal benefits that this oil has. And oh my God, another hour has zoomed by, my friends. I'll be back next week babbling at you. And then the following week, I'm going to have a great guest on. So I'm looking forward to connecting with everybody next time. And I thank you all for being listeners. Please support the station, friends. Do send donations. God bless you all. Bye for now.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.